Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the commemoration of the Lord's Passion, Good Friday, and the readings are from Cycles A.
Invite you a little differently, this short homily, just to have a stretch break. Everyone stand up. Stand up. Just a short reflection to prepare us to venerate the cross. In life, there is suffering and there is beauty. There's passion and love, and both are necessary for a full human life. Jesus embraces that full life. Even in his life, we can hear in his life, he embraces the passion, but also shares that love. We see it in this liturgy. And that really does create the fullest human life. Okay, if you'd like to sit down, go ahead. I needed that stretch break of the long Stations of the Cross. But we need both. We need a little time of suffering because it helps us grow. The most amazing person in faith that I have ever met, the most loving person I ever met, a refugee from a Muslim country. Just met her as a refugee at the front steps of a church. And she presented a letter to me. She escaped and wanted to be baptized. And she explained, growing up, she was terrified of God, terrified that we cannot earn redemption. She had a good intuition because we cannot earn redemption. We cannot earn God's salvation, or however we call it. That's not something that we earn ourselves. But she said she went for work to Lebanon. And she said, I was there with all these Arab people, my own people, but I felt something for the first time in my life. I was surrounded with love. I felt God surrounding me with love through these people. And she said, so I wanted to become Catholic. I wanted to become Christian. Went into a church, talked to a priest, and he said, no, I can't help you. So she left dejected, back on the streets. So the priest came up and talked to her, and secretly as it were, and said, I couldn't talk you in there. They're watching us. But here we'll secretly prepare. I'll help you prepare to be a Christian. And so she showed up at the steps of the church with this letter saying that she's prepared to be baptized, did all this preparation, and if she doesn't make it, she is going to be baptized by desire. If she is killed, she's going to be baptized by desire. She had this faith that was powerful. She had this love that was powerful, the work that she wanted to do that was powerful. And it struck me, how in the world could I have faith like this? She had that experience of suffering that caused her, that helped her grow in that faith. And I said, how in the world am I going to have faith like that? I do not want to go through a situation like that. She said, you cannot imagine how hair-raising it was for me to escape. I would not want to go through that. I would not want any of you to go through that. But yet, I would want you to have that faith. If you had her faith, I would be so happy. But how do we have that without going through that situation? And then we learn from Jesus that he accepts that suffering for us and asks us to share our suffering with him, in whatever way that it comes to us, and to share it with him. And so if we rely on Jesus to go through the suffering, knowing that there's suffering in this world and there is love, but to have Jesus as that source, and he wants to make us his disciples, those who follow him, to turn to him to be that source of love, a deep love that comes through the suffering. So tonight when we venerate the cross, I invite you to think of Jesus and his love that we see even in that suffering exemplified, that depth of humanity, both the suffering and the love, the suffering and the beauty. But I also invite you, as you make the veneration, you might kneel, you might bow, you might touch the cross, you might kiss it, you might genuflect, however you venerate the cross, to also tell Jesus, I see the love that you have. I will follow you. That's what Jesus wants, for you to become his disciple, to be his disciples, to remain in his love. So when you venerate the cross, take that time for prayer. See Jesus. Tell him that you see his love. And tell Jesus, I will follow you.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.